Hi, I'm Nigel Baker, and you're listening to The Future Financial Advisor. We're running this podcast to create an avenue for advisors to share their thoughts and their best interests and really trying to attract those advisors who want to take the industry forward. What we want is great businesses who are really making a difference and really making a big impact to their clients, and we want to know how they're doing it. So in this series, we're going to be discussing the latest digital platforms, some best practices, evidence-based investing strategies. We want to give financial advisors the tools they need to help more investors improve their financial well-being. So if you're ready to take the industry forward, modernise your advisory practice and reach a new generation of investors and the new generation of advisors, then this show is for you.
So all our recordings and podcasts are general advice. All the content, all the people interviewing here, it's all their own opinions and all their own views. In no way does it constitute any personal advice or recommendations. If you need specific advice, please go and seek an advisor. Thanks very much.
So in today's podcast, we're going to talk about negative markets, and I've got two of our team members here who are advisors in the team at Arch Capital. We've got Josh and Nick. How are you guys?
Thanks. Good, thanks, Nigel.
No, not really that good. We had our Christmas, or not Christmas party, our 10-year anniversary party last night, so you're doing well to be on the podcast after a big night as well. Anyway, so what we want to talk about today on the podcast is what's going on in the market and how this affects client portfolios and, you know, sort of trying to put things into perspective. So Nick, what's going on in the market at the moment?
So, well, I think for investors, what we're seeing is that in the first half of this year, there's been a bit of a downturn in the market, Nigel.
Yeah.
That's been globally and also in the Australian market as well.
Yeah.
There's obviously a lot going on in the world right now. There's rising inflation, rising interest rates. There's still the war ticking along in the background as well.
Yeah.
We've just seen in the first half of the year that's really taken a bit of damage on the markets.
Yeah, like it's one of the worst quarters in sort of 30 or so years. Mm-hmm. And we've seen super funds. They've only probably had 4 or 5 negative years since super's been a compulsory thing in Australia, which is since the early 1990s. So, you know, a lot of people are going to be a bit concerned. They don't like seeing negative numbers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
So, but when we look at the long term, Josh, you know, what we look at some of the performance figures over the long term. What are some of the numbers we can see, and what can people expect to? Is it going to be negative for the next 4 or 5 years, or what should we expect going forward?
Yeah, thanks, Nigel. Well, in a portfolio in the short term, we might have seen some, you know, quite scary numbers in the last quarter, the last 6 months for 2022. But as soon as you start to bring that time horizon out to 3, 5, even further to 10 years, you start those performance, that annual performance actually turns positive because we're not focusing in an investment horizon. We're not focusing on the short term. Really put things in perspective and keep our eyes set on the prize over the longer term.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these numbers here go from 2001. So in that period, we've had dot-com crash, we had the Twin Towers, we had GFC, we've had COVID, and still the average returns are, you know, over that time, 9.4% or so. So, you know,
yeah.
So people really should think, okay, you know, despite all that, we've seen these sort of things before, we should be still expecting to, you know, get pretty good returns over the long term.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over to you, Nick. So we look at portfolios, people are going, oh, I'm down 2 or 3%, I'm down a bit. So should they benchmark that to anything, or mm-hmm. should they be thinking about my relative performance? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think it's just good to bring it into context, Nigel, and know how we are performing. Obviously, I said the market's been down. We're obviously focusing on the long-term performance,
yeah.
But at the same time, it's also good to know where does that fall on the global map as well. And what we've got on the screen here, so this is the previous slide showed one of our Arch 70 models, so 70% growth, 30% defensive. And what we got on the screen here is, well, you know, in the previous slide, the year-to-date for that Arch 70 was minus 4.62%.
Yeah.
But when we look at the S&P 500, so the 500 biggest companies on the exchange and over in the US, that's actually down negative 13.5% for the year.
Yeah.
So when we look on a global scale, it's actually obviously backed by commodities and some of the other features of the Australian market, was actually performed quite well.
Yeah, it's good. I think look, everyone sort of benchmark probably to their own money, really. Like, am I down or up? But mm-hmm. I think it's relative, you know, to make sure that you're a diversified portfolio is going to perform, you know, a bit better than just having 100% in equities or 100% in a certain stock or whatever.
Yeah.
Josh, like, one of the things we talk about with clients is, you know, that long-term picture, and we use some tools. So, again, if someone's sitting there and they've got some money in super and they've just seen their portfolio fall 4, 5, or 6%,
yeah.
What should they be thinking about? How do they see the big picture? What are some of the things we can do to help them see the big picture?
Yeah, look, well, at Arch Capital, one of the key tools we use here is this projection software that you can see on the screen. And it really just puts it into perspective, again, more of a long-term horizon. And really, if you focus on that long-term, not just that negative performance in the short-term, you can see with some basic assumptions here, if you were to retire at the age of 65 with $1 million, And you get a market return of about 9.4% annually, which is, you know, we expect that, you know, from the market in an equity portfolio. And you're spending about $75,000 per annum. You can see that superannuation will last you well and truly past 100 years of age.
Wow.
So you don't need to worry about the expenses in the short term. You've still got the money and the capital to live your life as you should. But again, you just got to bring that into perspective over the longer term.
So if someone called you next week and said, look, I'm drawing out, you know, 70,000 from a super fund, should I cut it? Should I drop that to 60,000? I suppose at the end of the day, that means it might have, you know, a little bit less when they're 99, but, you know, it's not going to make a huge difference over 4 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, like when we have these market downturns, obviously the good thing is things can get better from here. So, Nick, did you want to run through some really interesting research? So obviously some pretty smart people over the years have assessed all this data. What does this one tell us?
Yeah, so I won't run through every single number on the page. There's a few returns, but basically this is some data that we've gathered from Dimensional, our main fund, one of our main funds that we use. And basically what it's showing is it's showing the returns after periods of market downturn. And they're positive numbers. It's something that we should look at it and find comfort in that. And especially in the next slide, there's some more to speak to this as well. But we can look at these numbers and there's some really big numbers, especially once we go 5 years from a market downturn.
Yeah.
This is historical data dating back.
To 1926.
To 1926, exactly. Yeah. So we can look at the numbers on the screen here and we can find some comfort that the markets will return.
Yeah.
We just have to wear the pain a little bit whilst they're on the downturn.
So trust that markets will have a bit of faith.
Believe in the capital markets.
Yeah. Again, so this is a pretty long-term picture. Maybe, you know, Josh, a few events here. A lot of these events are well before my time, let alone your guys' time. So, but I think, you know, what the story here, do you want to just explain some of the events that happened and how markets have responded?
Yeah, well, as you said earlier, Nigel, we sort of, as humans, we have emotions and we react to those emotions. We also develop this recency bias of these events and you go, we're down, 5-10%. But what this chart's really trying to show is it's not unique. This is not the first time it's ever happened. It's happened before. It most likely will happen again. But you can see from this chart some quite significant events around the world, being world wars, other pandemics. And the market over time has always recovered. A market has never not recovered from a bear market. And you can see over time that we're still in a position from all the way dating back to 1900 there, we're still, getting an investment return for our money.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if it was a nice smooth chart, wouldn't it? But that's the reality is it's not, so.
Yeah.
It's a good reflection piece, I suppose, though, because especially even when we look back in the short period, we're in the endemic. We're just coming out of a pandemic.
Yeah.
So obviously there is a bit of a downturn right now, but when you look back, if you can forget what we've already just gone through, and we're still here, and we had great returns coming out of that period, so I think we can find some comfort in that looking forward.
Yeah, I think that's one of the challenges now because people have just come out of the COVID, and we've had two short, they're quite close together, but probably the COVID one wasn't a different sort of market. That was the real last market stress was probably the GFC, which is 2008. So it's been a long time really since it's been a sort of a recession that's not caused by a pandemic.
Yeah, and I think following on from that, one of the greatest evidence for not, acting on these emotions in these sort of times is that recovery from the COVID right at the bottom of the March really recovered the full downturn only in 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
So if you were to sell down that right at the bottom and crystallize that loss, you would have missed all those gains, and then you'd be in a much worse position than if you just sticked on for an extra 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, and there were some pretty famous fund managers who did that and missed out.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, so I think what this comes down to is, really what you're doing right now is people are a bit nervous about what's going on in the world. The media is going to be really all over this. They love these market events and it scares people, it sells papers. So, you don't want to be selling at the bottom. We know that, but it's hard to keep our emotions in check. I mean, it's a natural tendency to get a bit worried when markets fall. But we've obviously got to hold on to that. We don't want to be selling when there's fear in the market. We don't want to be doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. We've got to hopefully have the right strategy going into these events and know that you've got good diversification, plenty of, if you're retired, you've got plenty of liquidity. If you're younger, then you've got plenty of time. Actually, it's a good time to buy, right?
Absolutely.
The noise is there. I mean, there's always commentary on the radio and news, people advertising, saying there's a recession and all these things that are quite frightening to hear. But again, the market's looking forward and the news is looking backwards. So one of the things we've always got to keep in check is that the newspapers and the media and all the emails we get, it's all interesting, but it actually doesn't tell us what's going to happen in the future. And no one really can tell us what's going to happen in the future. So we've got to just keep to our process keep to that structure. And know that trust that markets work, right?
Yep.
So we focus on what we can control. You know, we had our 10-year celebration, so you know, Josh and Nick, it's been a long day today for all of us. We've got through it though, and it's a bit of a tough gig to get you to speak on the podcast at 4 o'clock after a big night with the team and a lot of clients, which was a great celebration. So you know, 10 years now in practice in providing advice. You know, we've seen these ups and downs before. The main thing is that, you know, you've got an investment plan that fits your needs. You structure the portfolio along the dimensions of return. We talk about the science behind it rather than the guesswork. We want to make sure you're really diversified. And what that means is not just in Australian shares, but globally and across different sectors, cash, bonds, different asset classes that give you that protection. Now, it doesn't always mean that everything, at the moment, most asset classes fall at the same time, which is the first time since 1994. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty rare. And for clients who haven't been through that, it is a bit nerve-wracking. So they've got to just look at it and go, this is quite rare and things do get better from here. Absolutely. Manage expenses, cost, taxes, and make sure, you know, you're talking. You don't want people to panic, but we're here to talk, right? I mean, yeah. The phones are always here. We want people to come in and chat about whatever they're nervous about. You know? Yeah. All right. So thanks, guys.
Cheers, Nigel.
Good podcast. Cheers. You can go and relax now.
That's it.
Cheers.
You've been listening to The Future Financial Advisor. So if you've been enjoying the show, please make sure to share it with your network and leave a review on your favorite listening platform. Or if you've got some ideas or thoughts or would like to come on as a guest or know someone who would be a great guest, then please let me know. To learn more about Scientium, just go to our website, scientium.com.au, or look me up on LinkedIn. Look forward to speaking with you and see you on the next episode.